Welcome to Don't You Know. Don't You Know is a show about interesting people, interesting history of the Winona area, and things that are going on around town and in the area that you should definitely know about. Today on Don't You Know, we introduce Dr. Rich McDonald of the Winona State Music Department. Professor McDonald joined the music faculty at Winona State University in the fall of 1996. He holds Bachelor of Music and Master of Music Education degrees from the University of North Texas and the Doctor of Arts degree in Percussion Performance and Pedagogy from the University of North Colorado. Dr. McDonald has taught extensively in Texas, serving on the faculties of the University of North Texas, the University of Texas at Arlington, and East Field College. Some of his performance credits include Milt Hinton, Slide Hampton, Arturo Sandoval, George Benson, Eddie Daniels, and 3 years touring experience with Ice Capades. Dr. McDonald performs regularly as a drummer and vibraphonist at jazz venues in the southeastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin region. He is also principal percussionist at the La Crosse, Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. As a drum set and percussion specialist, Dr. McDonald has presented clinics throughout the U.S. and Canada. He is an endorsee of Symbian Cymbals and Vic Firth Sticks and Mallets, serving on their respective education teams. He is also a contributing author of Percussive Notes, official magazine of the Percussive Arts Society. We actually had Dr. Rich McDonald on the show, the live feed, for 2 editions, part one and part two. We had so much great information from him and listened to some performances from his jazz ensemble. Today, it's time to actually get to know a little bit about Rich McDonald himself. You're listening to Don't You Know with Terry Tenseth and Lisa Ostrander on KQAL. Actually ask you a couple questions. How long have you been in love with music for?
Well, I started, man, I mean, I grew up near Detroit, and I remember as a kid listening to Motown every night on the radio, you know, a little it wasn't even a clock radio, it was a little transistor radio. Yeah, I'm really old. But anyway, so I can remember top 40 music back in the 60s was Motown and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, especially in Detroit where I was from. Motown especially was just huge. And so for me, I started playing the clarinet actually in sixth grade, and I always wanted to improvise. It's interesting. I actually wanted to play the saxophone, but that was like $36 a month and the clarinet was like $9. So I ended up with the clarinet. But I really always wanted to improvise, and even they used to call me Benny in my school.
Nice.
Band. Yeah, Benny Goodman. And of course I would do stuff like take the instrument apart and I would play with just the mouthpiece and the bottom part of the clarinet, stupid stuff like that, just to try. I was always trying new stuff. So, but then the rock thing kind of became a lot of interest to me. So I decided to play the drums, just basically taught myself to play, which is an interesting thing about drumming. A lot of people play the drums for the sheer love of the instrument before they ever really know what they're doing. And that was exactly the case with me. I was totally clueless as to what I was doing. I just was doing it for fun. And I got into a rock band and I had the long hair and all of that stuff. And that was when I was about